Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
All right, well, you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and today we are joined by our co-host, Reverend Lolita. And hello,
hey.
Reverend Lolita, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. What's going on?
I'm doing wonderful. And see, we have a lit switchboard today, and before
yeah,
we start taking
calls. Yeah, everybody was watching the
Oscars. Yeah. Oh, wow. All right. Well, before we start taking calls, we are offering the same special as last week for today. Once more only, if you book your appointment or you make the payment before the end of today's radio show, you will be able to receive a full half an hour reading for only $10. That's right, people. The special is back, and you will be able to book a full half an hour reading for only $10 over on our website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. All right, well, are we ready to start taking some calls here?
Yeah, let's go. You ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, hold on 1 second. Area code 718-469. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Charlene from New York City.
Hello.
Yes, hello. How you doing today?
I'm fine.
Good. And how may we help you?
My question is, do you see a romantic love relationship for me soon?
Okay. Give me one moment while I tune in and see what's out there for you. All right, it does appear to me that there is a romantic situation that's going to be coming into your life pretty soon. I'm getting around the 4th and the 5th of March. So this is not only pretty soon, but seems to be just right around the corner and only a few days away. Now, this one appears to be coming from a place of work or something to do with finances, as clairvoyantly I see it coming in and I've gotten the timeline, but pulling out the cards here, you have the Three of Pentacles, which is stating that you will meet this person within a place of work or somehow in relation to a place where money is, transferred from one individual to another. And this appears to me as something where it's not going to seem or feel to you like something at first. It might be a little, you might miss it at first, but don't worry. It will unfold, and it appears to be a very good opportunity for long-term love and romance. This person seems to be someone a good statute in life, someone that is very knowledgeable and wise.
All right, Charlene.
Okay, thank
you
so
much. Thank you. Have a great
You're
night.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I think the next caller we have is Steve. Let me just make sure.
Okay.
Hold on. Computer's acting up a little bit. Hold on. Okay, area code 213570. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hey, it's Steve in California.
Hey, Steve. I thought that was you.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Reverend Lolita and Reverend Adam. How are you guys?
Doing good. What's
doing
going
wonderful.
On?
Doing wonderful.
Great. I'm planning a trip this Saturday. I want to know how it's going to turn out. It relates to my career.
Okay, the trip is actually going to go very well for you. I'm getting the Wheel of Fortune. So are you looking for this trip as being a very good turnaround for your career?
Very much.
Is this a key element? Okay. Because I feel like it's a key element, and I'm seeing it going very well, okay? And not only will this be one direction or another, but this will open up about five other opportunities with five other companies for you.
Beautiful. Thanks a lot, Adam.
And,
Reverend
and
Adam,
Steve, keep that vibration going. You got to just see that picture. So, you know, whatever advice he's giving you, just already see it going and visualize it every day until you get to that point so you can keep your vibration up.
I will. Thank you so much for telling us about the Pisces moon that couple weeks ago. That was really important. I was seeing a lot about that, too, in the different websites and things. Yeah, it's really apropos.
Wonderful. Thank
you. Awesome. I'm glad that helped. Awesome. So you tell us about it when you get back next week.
Absolutely. Yeah. Will do.
All right, hon. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, before we move on to our next caller, for anyone out there today, I am sensing that there is somewhere out there, somewhere listening into our show or calling in that has a condition themselves or has someone with a condition, a health problem in relation to brain cancer or some type of brain issues. All right, go ahead, Lo, and let's go ahead and bring on our next caller if you're ready.
All right, yep. Hold on a second. Area code 347-969. Please state your name where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Maribel, and I'm calling from New York.
State your name again.
Hello.
Oh, my name is Maribel, and I'm calling from New York.
Oh, Maribel. Okay.
Yeah.
And how may we help you today?
Well, my question has to do with regards to career-wise. I'm currently in college, and I'm hoping to study something for the medical field, eventually to go to medical school. But I'm having second doubts, and I don't know if this is the right career path, and this is what truly I'm meant to do.
Okay. You are on track. Now, I don't necessarily see it turning into the exact medical department that you're going for. But I do see that you're on track. The medical field is the right field for you. However, I feel that there is a part of this field that you haven't quite found yet, but it's going to be your niche, okay? And this part of it is not a very common direction for most people to go into. However, for those that do go into it, there is a lot of success to be made.
Is there anything, any way I could possibly find out what type of field this is?
It's a one-part question, and I'm sorry to tell you that.
Yeah.
You definitely got to take the next caller. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
All right, let me get to the next caller here. All right, area code 484-300, please state your name. I think you're calling from PA. So what's your name, hon?
Hi, my name is Tiffany. I'm calling you from Ocean City, New Jersey.
Hello, Tiffany in Ocean City, New Jersey. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Wonderful.
I have a question here. My question is regarding Jason, my boyfriend that I've been seeing. Now, again, I have a long history with him, but we've only been seeing each other off and on for about 3 months. And he told me a couple nights ago that he was moving all of his belongings in my home this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the weekend is almost up, but yet, he could come tonight. Do you see him moving any of his belongings in, or what's the deal here with this?
Okay. I do see him moving his belongings in. I do see him coming in. However, I do not see it happening tonight or tomorrow. I feel that it will probably happen somewhere around Thursday to about Saturday.
Okay, and is he definitely going to be living here, or is he just playing a game?
I do not feel that he's playing a game, but we are only doing one-part questions today. So I thank you for calling
in,
and you have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
All right, you guys, anyone out there that's listening, okay, if you find yourself asking the same question over and over, you got to stop asking the same question over and over and really, like, take a couple of steps back and find out, because we all have to believe that everything is the best for our own highest self good, and everyone has free will, and we can't control free will. Can you agree with me, Adam?
Yes.
All right. All right, I just had to put that out there because I just need to make sure everyone knows. Give me one moment here. All right, area code 706-348. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Yes, this is Mary. I'm calling from Georgia.
Hello,
Mary.
Mary in Georgia. How are you doing?
I'm good. A friend of mine has offered to step in and help a little bit financially until things settle around. Is he going to do that?
Okay, let's see here. Yes, and I actually feel that he will do this pretty swiftly, as he was already supposed to do this a while back, according to his feelings and his plans. I feel that there was a bit of a slight delay, however, this delay will no longer occur, and he will be helping out. It may not be in the exact amount, and maybe even a little bit less. However, the help will be there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, area code 352.
All right, once more.
Hold on one second, Adam. Area code 352-702. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Cindy. I'm calling from Florida. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Hello,
hey, Cindy.
Cindy in Florida. How may we help you today?
Well, the question I was calling about is about, I got a very unexpected message yesterday, text message from someone I hadn't heard from in almost a year, and did not expect to hear from. And I was wondering if you see kind of what brought that on. What will I hear from them again?
Actually, what had brought this on here was a lot of their curiosity. Okay, I feel that they are having problems moving on in life, and it's not because they haven't tried to or haven't found, you know, the right one. It's just that they're not getting the opportunities that they really are looking for in life here, okay? And I feel that they're curious to see whether or not you are having the same kind of difficulties in your life. I also feel that, yes, you will be contacted by this individual once more, okay? However, I feel that you will have that one more contact with them. It will not be an ongoing thing or reestablishment of friendship with them.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it was quite shocking to hear from them.
when I hear from old people, whether it be near, you know, old girlfriends or, you know, guys that I've met, you know, just sit back and actually kind of smile because, you know, honestly, that person was supposed to come back in for a minute and just to hear something, you know, like Adam said, to heal or to figure something out. But, you know, honestly, just sit back and just smile because it is interesting. It's interesting how the universe puts people in their life, and it may be something that you may have to sit back and look at and actually flush out or to learn how to deal with. We bring up situations in our life that we haven't, you know, we haven't dealt with, whether it be work or career or friends or anything. So when things like that happen, go back to that situation and, you know, reanalyze it, and maybe you have to, you know, clear something out, you know, from you in order to that shift to occur. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep, that makes sense. And I just wanted to say, Adam, you mentioned that someone on the line or somebody's close to
someone with brain cancer or some type of brain condition, yes.
Right. Really interesting. Today I had a birthday party for my niece, came over and fixed her lunch, and my son we just moved, and my son made a new friend. Our next door neighbor was in a head-on car collision and had some brain injury. And he spent the day with us today. My son was in a similar car accident, and they were like months apart, and they both, by all right, should have died. But I also have a very close friend I've been talking to that's dealing with some severe issues with her son, who's basically dying with brain cancer tumors, and I just got off the phone with her a little while ago.
Wow. So you have it going on all over the place, huh?
Okay,
well, sweetie, the one that got into the accident.
Yes.
The one that got into the accident is the one that I was seeing, okay?
Okay.
And was there some type of, was there something that got inserted through the brain or some type of hole that was made through the cranium?
Well, they removed a portion of his skull and they put him in a drug-induced coma for a while. Because of the brain swelling, and then he was telling my son that he had a stroke. I don't know whether that was after the accident, but they told him he had a stroke on the right side of his brain, so he's got paralysis on the left arm he can't use, and walking with a pain on the left leg and has some nerve damage.
Okay, wow. The message in this is that he will heal and he will rise above. He was living a very reckless life for a while due to his actions and his attitudes, okay? Not to say he was bad with everybody or didn't have good relations with people in his life, but I feel that he was on a self-destructive path, and I feel that this is going to be the miracle to wake him up and to bring him into the life that he was always meant to live, okay? He will heal. He will be able to use all functions. And he will become in a stasis where it would seem as if the accident had never occurred.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's so incredible.
Remember, this is the make it or break it stage, okay? If he has the right people, he has the right motivation, this is the miracle that will occur.
That's awesome. And my son only ended up with, like, memory problems from the brain injury. He had brain swelling and bleeding on the brain and also, but he had an internal decapitation of his head. So he put him back together with rotten plates.
Here's what I want you to do. For all the people that have the brain damage, all the people that have some type of brain problem, okay, I want you to be there with them. I want you to help them. I want you to be kind to them as you would naturally, okay? And I want you to naturally heal them through just visualization and prayer. For you are a very strong healer, and you have known this for quite some time, but you don't use it very often, and it's very rare when you have a chance, okay? But you know what I'm talking about. You know how you heal. It doesn't seem to be the trained way, but that's okay. You are what's called a natural born, okay? Which means that what you feel you need to do, if that's placing your hand on them, if that's doing a prayer, just holding their hands, whatever, then that's what you need to do because that's what's going to work for you.
Yes, you're right. I do energy healing work, but I've kind of busy with life and haven't done a lot of it lately, but I do a lot on animals and people.
It's calling you back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very cool. Thank you, Adam.
You're
just
welcome.
Incredible.
Thank you. And you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Thank you. Blessings. Bye-bye. All right. Area code 773-961. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Lucy calling from Chicago.
Hey, Lucy.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
I am calling to... that's wonderful. I'm glad to hear. I'm calling to ask about love. Am I Am I looking in the right direction?
Okay. You know, I feel that you have the right idea. You are finally looking outside of the box a little bit, which you have just initiated not too long ago. I do feel that you're
mm-hmm.
looking in the right direction. I just feel that maybe you might want to implement a couple more alternative ways. I do not suggest, and I would never suggest anyone going to a bar to meet anybody, but for you in particular, I keep seeing you're not in a bookstore, but you're by books in a store, and you're kind of looking at the books, or you're looking at something that has, like, a book-related, okay? And I'm seeing you meeting this person there, the next person that's going to come in. Now, the next one to come in appears to be one that will be much more long-lasting and much more stable, okay? However, they do have some emotional baggage from the past. I do not feel that they were ever married as much as they were in a very long-term relationship. I feel that they had always wanted to commit, but the other individual did not want to commit in the sense of marriage. And I feel eventually they had gotten the heartbroken and so on and so forth. However, they have made this into a strength and have realized that the life lesson in all of this for them was not to go into relationships expecting themselves to change for the other individual or for the individual to change for them, but simply to go into any relationship expecting that person to be only what they are and accepting them for that.
Okay. Okay.
And the only thing that I'm going to add...
sounds like someone I know right now.
The only thing that I would like to add something. Just hearing your voice, I sense there's like a lot of fear and you want to do everything the right way, but I need you to put your vibration up a little higher and just know that it is all going to come in divine order and time. And it, you can look in one corner or the other, but when you're supposed to meet someone, you will definitely know. It hits you right in your gut, everything. And that goes with your spiritual growth. But you got to let go of that fear that I sense from you and just know that it's going to happen. You gotta have that faith. You can control it, but it doesn't matter where we look. Just know that you are going to be taken care of because we all deserve somebody in our life.
And remember, it's not just faith
Thank
in the
you.
Universe or the higher power, but faith within yourself.
Yeah. Get that vibration going, hon.
Thank you.
Don't let that fear is ego.
Thank you.
You're more to that than anything, okay?
Thank you, darling.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you
now.
Both. Good night.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Good night. All right. Area code 562. Hold on one second. My mute button's going a little longer here. Okay. 562-696. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
This is Rita, and I know
hey,
Adam. Adam's.
Hello.
I've had readings with Adam. I love Adam.
Yeah.
He's fabulous.
Thank you.
Not that you're fabulous. Not the female's not fabulous. I don't know the female.
I'm loving it. I love when he gets validations and compliments. So that's awesome. So I appreciate you saying that
cute.
For the other
he's
listeners.
He's so good looking, too.
Oh.
Uh-oh, Adam. That's our
okay.
followers, Adam.
I'm embarrassing
Thank you. All right, I'm going to help you today, hon.
He knows who I am. I think he recognizes my voice.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, there he goes. Yes. Anyway, I did a letter last week. I wrote like a 4-page letter to a very
mm-hmm.
important person. And I have, I think I have 4 or 5 requests. And I spent all week polishing and tweaking. And
mm-hmm.
I'm wondering what the results are going to be to that letter and when I'm going to hear.
Okay. The results seem to be positive. And you should be, the number three, hon, the number three. Okay, 3 days. What's 3 days from today? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Okay. Well, you should be able to get word back by Wednesday at the latest. May come on Tuesday, however. Okay.
Make what?
You may get the response on Tuesday.
Okay,
I
mailed
Wednesday.
It on Friday, so he probably will get it on Monday or Tuesday, yeah.
Okay. That's why I'm seeing Tuesday and Wednesday. I get the number three, so it might take until Wednesday, but I see either Tuesday or Wednesday, and I feel that the response is going to be good.
Be very positive?
Very positive.
Okay, am I going to have to show up? Is everybody going to have to show up?
Are
you
going to
call everybody
will.
In?
Mm, we are going to have to. I'm kind of feeling like we're going to. They're going to need certain people to show up, but they're not going to need everybody to show up. So maybe it's just the representatives?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
yeah.
I won't be there to find out or anything. Okay.
Well, you can always go, but I don't think that they're going to require you to be there.
Okay. The other question is, I have some issues that are dangling. You know, I had a project that's over with, but there were some other things we tried to bring into the project that were never quite brought in, so they're kind of dangling, and I'm trying to get new people to take those on if I can. I'm wondering if I'm going to be able to find someone new to do that.
You will. It's going to be a little difficult, but you will.
Okay. I have two people in mind, one close to my house.
It's not the two. It's not those two. There's two others.
Okay. It's two different ones?
I didn't mean to shoot it down, hon. But, yeah, there's two others out there. These two, I mean, they could take it, but they're not going to be the best with it.
Okay. You know, I've had such difficulty finding someone or finding people to stay on board and to stay focused. So I really need somebody to be, to really, I don't want to have to babysit, and I can just say, and I know that it's being taken care of, and
yeah.
Well, Rita, I think you can actually change all that because I sense a lot of anxiety in you. The first thing I want to tell you is to really breathe. I mean, you have a lot going on, and so you have to understand that I know it's difficult finding people to work and get things done, but I need you to breathe. I need you to stay grounded. I need you to, for your case that's going on, I want you to visualize. I want you to start doing visual manifestation. Start visualizing that case going in your favor. Start visualizing that person that you want to work with you and your company. Start picturing that person. You are the co-creator. I can't even emphasize that much. It's not about finding the right person. It comes back to us within. So if every morning if you can, before you start your day, light a white candle. I want you to clear your mind, do a chakra clearing, and just start visualizing those two things that are very important to you at this point. Because we only just stay focused on one thing at a time. Those two things that you have.
Because last week I did the letter. I spent all week,
right.
And I mailed it Friday. Now tomorrow's Monday, and my new project next week is to gather my thoughts and everything and start making phone calls to find someone to take those issues that are dangling that were never brought into and that we wanted to, but we never...
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Take a couple of days off from that other subject. You need to clear your mind from the other stuff that you got finished. So Monday, Tuesday, just clear that energy so you can start having a refreshed mind for that. One thing that everyone needs to understand out here is that we actually bring in things in our life. So if we're in a place of disarray, we're going to start attracting that. I know. Trust me. And that first thing, that's why I wanted to tell you, just breathe. It's going to be okay. No matter what. The results that come in, the people that come in, at the end of the day, we have a choice in who we're going to bring in. But again, it's
you know, I had a female working with me, and she was so fabulous at first. She saved my behind. But it seems like she went sour, and I don't know why.
We don't need to know why. We don't need to know why. We just have to understand that, you know, the universe pulls people in and out. We never figure out why. That's divine telling us something.
I'm wondering if I'm doing something wrong.
Well, I'm giving you some simple advice. I'm asking you to really just ground yourself. We never do anything wrong. We're here to teach. We're here to be taught lessons. Nothing that we do is wrong. That's one thing that you have to understand. We're supposed to learn from these things. Life is a learning lesson, not what we do wrong or right. It's not the way that's how life is. So never underestimate yourself.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
Go ahead.
So on Wednesday, start making phone calls to get these new people. And it's going to be, what, the third, fourth phone call in or something like that. I'm going to find somebody.
It won't take too long, so don't worry. And, you know, I see it happening. I just feel that we need to put that forth in the universe, and it's going to come in like bam. Okay. Now, it's not going to be the first or the second phone call, but you won't have to look too long for it, hon.
And I don't have to babysit and bring down their neck like before.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can do that by start visualizing. It doesn't matter who's coming into the universe at that time. You have the control. Everyone out here has free will. You actually can change this whole direction from what Adam is telling you at this point. And
it's a new start. I'm hoping it's a new start.
Rita, no hope. It is. Change your words.
It's a new start, a new beginning.
Right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know how it goes. Keep up the work on Monday, and we look forward to hearing your results.
Okay. Love you, Adam.
All right, guys. Love
I still
you.
Think you're cute.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. Okay, next call. Area code 626912. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Tori, and I'm calling from California.
Hello, Tori in California. How are you doing today?
Good. I have two questions.
All right, sweetie, before you go into your one question today, are you in the entertainment industry by chance?
No, I'm not.
Have you thought about going into the entertainment industry?
Not really. And to what extent, like, do you see?
I'm not very sure, but I keep seeing, I mean, like, what pathway, per se. I'm very sure about the entertainment industry, but I see you working in the entertainment industry, and the one thing that keeps coming up to me is movies, movies, movies.
I'm not sure. I'm like a elementary school, like, teacher, so I don't know if I'll go to that.
Okay. All right. Well, I keep seeing movies, so if you ever want a different career, hon, I'm getting the message that movies and acting, something to that effect in the entertainment industry, would be the way to go.
Awesome. I'll keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what was your question for today?
I've been searching for a car as of lately, and I was wondering, when do you feel, I'm looking for a specific car, and when do you feel that something will come about? I called somebody recently and gave them, like, my price range, what I was looking for, and told them that I'm not in a rush to get it, just to make sure that when I do get it, it's the right car.
Mm-hmm.
So when do you think something will come through for me?
March 17th. March 15th.
Okay, so next month you see something coming for me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you pick up what kind of car?
And
I'll
I feel that it would be good. I do not do types of cars, to be honest
okay.
with you. I'm not very knowledgeable in the field of automobiles.
Okay. No problem. Mm-hmm. Adam, can I ask you a quick question about a relationship?
To be only doing one question today per caller.
Oh, the last caller had two.
We're only supposed to be doing one question per caller.
It's okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Area code 864-575. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello?
864?
Hello?
Is
this
Susan? Hey.
Yes, hello.
Hey, Pooja, it's Paula.
It's not Pooja.
This is Reverend Lolita, hon.
It's really hard to hear you. Can you speak closer to the speaker phone?
Can you hear me better now?
It's really a bad connection.
Hold on, let me walk outside and see if that's better.
I think it's me. I'm Tony from South Carolina.
Hey, Tony.
Hi.
I was wondering if you had any messages or anything from the other side for me tonight.
Okay. Well, Reverend Lolita does not do mediumship skills. However, I do. And I do feel that there is a message here from the spirit side for you today. You need to have I'm sorry, give me one moment. There's a whole bunch of them over here, and they're all trying to talk to me at once. Okay. One of them keeps telling me that you need to get out of the house more. And you need to go out because your social life is, it's okay. You have options that are supposed to be coming in, but you need to get out more because there's other parts of your social life that need development, and you need to go to places that interest you.
Do you see Andy coming through?
Andy?
Yes, sir.
Well, we're only doing one question, but this kind of is in relation here. Andy, the energy of Andy is around you. I will grant you that, but I am not able to see whether it's coming closer or not. That seems to be a blank right now. There's another message from the spirit world to get to your question, and the message that, maybe this helps you. One person that has been distant will now return, and there is a new individual that's coming up around the very, the very second week of March, okay? I'm getting like the 8th and the 10th, so somewhere in those 3 days. And this new person appears to be someone that is very connected to people. They're very empathic. And this would be for your love life or for your love life. And this person apparently knows what they want, and they go after it. Now, they are not the richest person or the most stable person in the world. However, they have always been able to survive and provide. And they also seem to be a very independent person at the same time when it comes to taking care of themselves. I feel that they also like to take care of others, and that would be the only messages coming through today for you.
Okay, thank you, sir. God bless you.
You're welcome. Thank you. And the same.
Okay.
All right. Area code 407-475.
610. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Lolita, Reverend Lolita. Pardon me. Lori, and I'm calling from Central Florida. Good evening, Adam. How are you?
Good evening, Lori. Doing good. How may we help you?
Yes, indeed. I love your all's energy. And, Adam, your voice just brings me peace. Lolita, your voice gives me energy.
Thank you.
my question is, and it's a good combination, peace and energy. My question is, my sister and I had a falling out. She's out of my life. And I send her peace and love. And I would just really like to know that she's okay, that she's all right in a good place.
Okay, hon. She's healthy and she's okay. And I feel that's when it applies to her physical self, okay? I'm sensing that there's some type of addiction here.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if it's hardcore or cigarettes, but I'm feeling like she has an addictive personality trait, okay?
Yeah.
I'm also sensing that she's been somewhat on a little bit of a self-destructive path, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And you're not the only one that she seems to have lashed out recently at, okay?
Oh, okay.
For absolutely no reason at all. She seems to become very bipolar lately.
Yeah.
And I feel that she's going to be okay. She's going to learn these lessons. And she's not going to have to hit rock bottom. Something's going to come along and it's going to wake her
thank
up,
you.
Okay?
Thank you, Adam. I was so worried about her.
I know.
Thank you. So worried about her. My heart is breaking, Adam. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Just remember to continue to send her love and light, okay? No matter how bad it gets, it's always best to kill it with compassion.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Lolita.
No, you're fine. If you're open, I know that Adam can probably help you on a whole different level with her because he's done that for my family. So whenever you're wanting to reach out, definitely reach out because he can actually kind of, you know, help her open that heart, you know. So definitely look into that whenever you're ready, though.
Oh, I'm ready all the time. I'm open.
Oh, yeah.
I'm giving. I just have to... My thing is this, I have to be patient and not try to bring everyone along on the journey with me.
No,
that's
what I mean.
Understandable,
sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
He's able to do a different type of work for you, and I'm pretty sure if you call him directly, he can go over some things with you.
Oh, I would be more than happy to.
He just blew me away because I suspected the bipolar. I suspected that I couldn't put a name on it so just well the way that he just came out and said it. And the neediness that you said that, I don't know if it's a codependent characteristic flaw or I don't know if it's a chemical, but something is not right. Something is ajar.
It's a codependent phase, to be honest.
Okay.
Right now she's trying to cling on to people as she's pushing them away at the same time. And this is because she doesn't want to go through it alone. But she doesn't know how to ask for help, and she doesn't want help when it's offered. It's sort of that push and pull kind of psychosis, okay? Now, there is another part to this that I need to discuss with you real quick. What am I sensing to do with your father? I kind of just want to say, what the hell is going on here?
My daddy died, okay, Adam, Reverend Adam, my respect.
Yeah.
He died 2 years ago, and I take sleeping pills because he talks to me at night. My brother-in-law died. He talks to me at night. And all these people are just hitting me with energy all the time. They all love me dearly.
Honey, I'm going to give you a very solemn word of advice, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay?
Go to my website, find my phone number on the Contact Us page and give me a call. There are things I can help you with to calm this down and to understand what's going on and why they're trying to talk to you, okay?
Okay.
And it's a, you don't, it looks like you don't have a mentor, so you definitely need to speak with someone like Adam or anyone that you choose to be comfortable with and have them open and help you. But also, he can help your sister out, and he can go over that type of modality for you and see if you're interested in that service.
Uh-huh.
All righty.
I will give you a free consultation on me, but you need to go to the website, and the only reason I'm giving the free consultation now is because I would really have to evaluate this before I can offer you what kind of special package we could use to help you with this. Okay?
Oh,
I kind of have a sense of what we might want to do, but I need to do an evaluation first.
I understand. That's just like any other healing modality person would do, is assess the situation. I understand.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for calling in, sweetie.
Thank you all. God bless you. Blessings. Namaste.
You too.
Thank you.
And namaste. Bye-bye. All right, area code 203-525. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Yeah, hi, my name is Anne. I'm calling from Connecticut. How are you?
Hey, Anne.
Doing great, Anne. How you doing today?
I'm good. If I have to confine myself to one, I'm going to go with relationship. Do you see any male-female friendship coming up, even if, you know, not seriously romantic?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I do see a lot of relationships as far as friendships coming up here in April for you. However, in this month of March coming up, there is a relationship. Why is everybody getting March for relationships today? Anyway, March seems to be the time of actual love romance for you, okay?
Oh.
And March the 23rd. Third exactly is when I feel this happening, give or take a day or two, obviously. Better be safe than sorry, you know. However, March 23rd is what I'm seeing. March 23rd is the day that you will meet the man that you marry, and this is not something that Adam says very lightly, okay? And you not only will meet the man that you were going to marry on that day, but you will also meet his best man, okay? Because I feel when you meet this guy, he's going to be with his best friend, okay? And what is even more dynamic is that you are going to meet this person through the most unusual of circumstances. However, in the end, it will be such a blessing. So I don't know what you're doing around that date or where you're going to be, but whatever it is, you're going to be in the right place at the right time.
Okay. I mean, because I got from my question, you can see that I wasn't necessarily looking, you know, to jump into a marriage with someone. I was looking, you know, at that point, you know.
I
like
know, but that's what's coming out.
Wow.
Well, friendship's going to come out here, too.
There's no physical, physical description, or?
Well, we're only doing one question, so that would be two parts, to be honest. But there is a slight physical trait that I can give you here. It's the cheekbones are up high, and there is a bit of a tan, okay?
All right, Anne. I appreciate that.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. You have a great night.
Okay, you too.
All right. Before we go on to our next caller, now I am sensing someone that has or knows someone with a heart condition. Please, if you are out there and listening, call in.
Area code 76759, you're our last caller for tonight. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, yes. My name is Leslie. I'm calling from Hollywood, Florida.
Hey, Leslie.
Yes, hello.
Hi. And my question is relationship also. I just recently got out of a relationship about 3 months ago, and I wanted to know if you sensed anything coming up for this year.
Okay. Your next relationship will be coming in May, okay? And, yes, this does appear to be good, okay? Do you have any Spanish friends?
Yes, I do. Female,
okay.
Right?
Okay. I know there's a
female?
Lot of, yeah, female. Female.
Okay, yeah.
There is a lot of Spanish people out there, but we also have a lot of, Caucasian, so there's no telling what group of friends anyone's with out there. But I'm seeing Spanish friends, and I'm seeing that you're going to meet a nice Spanish and Caucasian guy. So he's going to be a mix between the Spanish and Caucasian, okay? And this was going to be in May. Now, we're looking around the first week of May, and I want to say it's going to be around the 2nd or the 3rd of May, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank
you. Well, blessings to you, and I feel if it happens like I see it happening, it will go very well, and he will be the most romantic individual with even the ideals of courtship that we know a lot of men lack in this world nowadays.
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. No one has put their call back in because I guess their hands are all raised still. So I don't know which
mm-hmm.
one it is, if we have any.
Okay. It would happen to be the one that has the least amount of time now, I believe, if we've gotten through everyone.
Okay, hold on 1 second then. Air code 904. I hate to bring you on your line, but do you have someone that has heart condition problem?
Not that I am aware of.
Okay. Have we had you on the show yet today?
No.
No, not today.
Okay. What would your question for today be?
Any messages from, the other side? My name is Sarah in Florida.
Okay, Sarah. Actually, I'm not seeing a message right away. I might get one, but one thing that I'm seeing right away when you ask that question is an elderly woman, okay, with, I'd hate to say it because Florida has a lot of these, but I'm seeing a white-haired elderly woman, sort of looks like they have a perm, you know?
Uh-huh.
Do you know anyone with this kind of description on the other side?
I'm visualizing right now.
Okay.
Uh-huh. My mom, she passed over a little bit more than 10 years ago. I had a cousin in Jackson with me that I was trying to visualize her hair. I think her hair was grayish.
Okay. Then it would be your mother, because I'm kind of getting the grandmother feeling, but it could be a mother, okay? Have you not been able to connect with her since her passing?
I believe I have at least three times.
Three times? And
yeah.
On those occasions, was it very muffled?
Well, actually, I had a dream, two different times in the last, I'm going to say 4 months now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She seems to be a bit muffled, like she's trying to say something, but there's a muffle to it. You know, like when you're hearing a lot of static on the phone with someone, that's kind of what I'm hearing right now from her. But I get the message very clearly that she has not left your side. Okay. And were you struggling with some type of health condition?
No, not me.
Okay. Who are you helping with a health condition?
nobody that I can think of right now that I'm helping. I mean, I had a health condition like in 1996, but, you know, all is well.
Okay. And 1996, she was on the other side by then?
No, 2000.
She was alive. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Something to do with her sticking around to make sure that you're going to be okay health-wise. So I'm not trying to scare you here. I'm not trying to say anything bad. But, yeah, I am seriously getting the connection now. I want you to go to a cardiologist, have your heart checked out, your lungs, somewhere around the respiratory system, okay? I feel like if it's anything, it's nothing too major, and if it could become major, we would be catching it on time. But she wants you to know you've got to get your health checked out.
Okay.
Okay. She loves you. And she's, wow. Have you seen her in your home? Like by your kitchen?
No.
She's hanging out by your kitchen for some reason. I don't know why. But she's hanging out by your kitchen. She keeps like... There's, like, this little doorway area, but there's no door there. And I keep seeing her hanging around there, and it seems like the kitchen to me.
Okay.
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 One thing that I feel is that in the afterlife, she's trying to help you in ways that she was never able to in life. Okay. So there's some type of message in that. I'm not sure, but I'm sure you'll get it or put two and two together with it later on. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thank you for calling in.
All right.
All right. Lolita, mm-hmm. You still there?
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yep. We are actually all done.
Wonderful. All right, everyone. Well, once more, for tonight only, you can go to howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. And book your half an hour appointment with me for only $10. And that, yes, is right, for a full half an hour. All right, everyone. By tomorrow, that will be disabled. So please get it in now. Once more, thank you to everyone, and it is a true pleasure to be here and helping you all for both me and Lolita. And once more, it is an honor to be here with you, Lolita.
Thank you. Likewise. Namaste and blessings to all of you guys tonight, and thank you for joining our show, and look forward to speaking with you guys next Saturday at 10 o'clock.
All right. Namaste and good night.